Appreciate the Majors family being here and having an opportunity to celebrate everything that he's meant to Tennessee football. Thought it was an awesome way to notify him and what he's done here as a player and as a coach. So appreciate their family being here. Told the players in the locker room, obviously disappointed with the outcome. Ton of things that have an opportunity to change the football game. You know, from communication side to turnovers to opportunities in the red zone that we don't take advantage of. All of those things are true. But also told them this, that this defines today. It doesn't define this journey that this football team's on. I think it's really important that they understand that. This is who we are in week two against Pitt. There's a lot of things that are controllables that we have an opportunity to get a whole lot better at. If we do, we can take better advantage of the opportunities that we have in the future in the games that we have. So wanted them to understand. You know, we talked about it all week long, understanding who Pitt is as a football team and where they're at as a program, that we didn't want to look at scoreboard until it ticked zero, that we're going to compete until the very last tick. I am proud of our football team because I think they did that. We weren't perfect in how we competed, but we did compete. So we got a bunch of guys banged up. I'm sure there's going to be questions about injuries. You guys saw that unfold with guys that weren't able to compete from week one. They weren't out on the field. I don't have an update on everybody as we go through this weekend. Obviously, we'll be able to clarify where more guys are as far as being able to be ready to play for next week. So with that, I'll open it up for some questions.
Coach, at quarterback, if Milton, was he injured and couldn't go back in, or were you going to make a change?
He was. Couldn't come back. Hendon did a great job, coming off the bench. Competing, giving us a chance, making some plays with his feet, being decisive with the ball in his hands. Yep, there's things that he would want to do better, do differently. Obviously, the last play that he's got an opportunity on where we turn it over. But, you know, I thought our football team rallied around him. They believed in him. He went out there and competed extremely hard, gave us a chance here in the second half.
Josh, you talked throughout preseason about how clean you played in the scrimmages and even last week, especially in pre-snap. Yeah. What, 134 yards, where did that kind of come from and how much did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did surprise me. It's not who we've been from – you know, taking our helmet off in celebration early and changing the field position a little bit. You know, we showed those things that happened across the country a little bit in our Monday meeting. You know, we're in, I think, 1st and 7 on the goal line going in the student body section and have a couple things transpire where you end up kicking a field goal. There's a bunch of things that we got to be better at as competitors, competitive composure. We talked about it before the game. Obviously, we were not good in those moments, personal fouls that, occasionally there's going to be a playing penalty from snap to whistle, right? If you compete and you play hard, occasionally those things are going to happen. You don't want them to as a coach or as a player. The things that you can control, though, you just can't do. It changes the way the game's played, and you add up all those little things. There's a lot of opportunities to change the scoreboard on both sides of it, defensively, offensively, and special teams, too, and disappointed that we didn't take advantage of some of those opportunities.
Josh, on that, the kick six that was called back, two offsetting penalties after possession had changed, is that something the rules committee can almost look at? It seemed like they helped itself by getting –
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the right rule or what it should be, unique. I don't know if we were in the back or not at the beginning of the return. I just saw the end of it, thought it was clean, but obviously I had an opportunity to be a big play in the game. I changed the momentum. I didn't, and then offensively, I don't think that drive we got anything going either. So, I just throughout the course of it, early in the first quarter, defensively, they were playing really well and didn't take advantage of some of the opportunities that we had on offense. And second quarter, the turnovers, hurt you. Changed the way the game's played for the defense. Just three phases of the game playing together. Simple communication stuff in the fourth quarter where you end up burning a couple timeouts. That's really in the third quarter, beginning of the fourth, where you know you're going to need those in the fourth quarter and try to get a stop and give yourself one more chance.
Josh, with how Hendon played, do you now
Are you looking at the starting quarterback?
Sure.
Joe, would you consider that now?
We're going to go back and watch the tape and evaluate everybody. Yeah, we'll evaluate the quarterback position as well, but evaluate everybody and how they played. And some of that may be more opportunities for other guys. Some of it may be just cleaning up some things that they can control and be better at.
Based off the fall camp you all have, are you surprised by the lack of ability to get turnovers on the defensive side through two games? And then Tyler Barron, is he playing nicked up? He doesn't seem like he's out there as much as maybe as disruptive.
He was nicked up with a couple of different things during the course of the game today specifically. Talked with our trainer multiple times about him. What was the first part of your question? I'm sorry.
Surprised by the lack of ability to get a turnover.
Yeah, defensively we emphasize it. It's how they start every practice. You come out, any skilled guy defensively is catching balls pre-practice and post-practice so that when you have an opportunity, get your hands on it to make that play. We've done everything that we could. Yes, disappointed that we haven't been able to create a game-changing play on that side of it. I don't think it's lack of effort or our practice. We just haven't made the ball bounce the right way.
Whatever you do with quarterback next week, do you consider that a big decision with big ramifications or just a game-by-game evaluation?
I mean, it's game-by-game evaluation. It's true for everybody. You know, we're on this 12-game journey. That's all we get guaranteed, right? And you take it 1 week at a time. And that's a message that's always true. That's when you win a big one, and it's when you lose one. I think it's important that our players, they buy into the process of what it takes to become a high-level football team and program. And it's little things in who we are and how we conduct ourselves that ultimately show up and are a part of how you play. There's things we got to continue to grow in as a football team.
In some of those short yard situations, has that always been the plan, or is that changed?
It's not all that we do. So there's things that we've done from under center. Felt like we had a good plan. Didn't execute in that moment for sure.
You get a look at the play before that play. You think that Hendon got the line to gain except for that? And then on that play, did Hendon have an option there to switch into something else?
He didn't have an option off of that. The communication up front to what we're doing and how we're blocking it, how we're reading things didn't transpire the way that we need to. Did feel like he got to the yard to gain on his run. Was in communication with the side judge, making sure that they were reviewing the spot. And those are tough situations. You don't want to burn a timeout in those situations. But you're trying to make sure that those things are being reviewed.
Joe kind of took mine, but just to follow up on that, to not get any points there, and then on the next drive, another opportunity for the offense. How frustrating is that?
Yeah, you want to finish. We talk about finishing fourth quarter, emphasize it, and how we practice, just how the practice unfolds. We have a fourth quarter period, make an emphasis that we're going to play the right way. Man, there were a lot of good things in the fourth quarter. Not enough in those crucial moments on the offensive side of the football. Fourth and short, got a chance to go punch it in. Great field position. Defense goes out, gets a stop. We go after him. He shanks a punt. Yeah, you got really good field position and don't close it out. We got to grow up fast. We got good teams on this schedule. We're capable of being a whole lot better than we are today, and we got to take ownership of that. It's a individual and collectively as a team.
Josh, before Joe went out of the game, it looks like you guys had some downfield shots and just overthrown.
Yeah. We didn't connect on them. Yeah, you saw the same things that we did. We had some guys running free and weren't able to finish the play. An early one with Jalen, who ends up being banged up after the play. We got a chance for a big play early in the ball game. Had another one with Cedric running down the field open. Didn't convert on him. At the end of the day, I don't care how you do it, you got to find a way to convert and complete those things and create some big plays. Those are some of the things that I was talking about early in the ball game with the way we were playing defensively and special teams, pinning them deep in their own territory. Had a chance to change the game the way it was played a little bit early and didn't take advantage of it offensively.
Josh, what did you see on that interception that Hendon threw there at the end?
just holding on. You know, you better have an idea where the backside safety is, and obviously didn't. Kid came over, made a play. Got his hands on the ball, made a play.
Was there any cross up there in terms of what they were in, or just a matter of?
No, I don't think so.
You touched on just a second ago, but the special teams just right out of the gate. Is that something that, I mean, I know Coach Eckler said early in camp, he's like, this can be a strength. I mean, do you see that being a strength, and how do you assess
it? I do see it as a unit that can be a strength for us. I really believe that we got to win the special teams every single week. Our coverage teams did a great job early in the football game. Put them in tough situations. You saw them fair catch the rest of the way. Obviously, the block punt, great field position, leads to a great start. There were really positive things out there all day long. We created field position throughout the course of the ball game, and we got some young guys on that unit that are really starting to grow as football players, just fundamentals and technique, and you know they cross those techniques cross over to offense and defense, but they're really starting to accelerate their growth as a football player individually, but ultimately as a unit, I feel like we're starting to come together on that side as well.
Was there anything it did that maybe you were surprised that you didn't see on the tape that either side of the ball that maybe caught you guys off guard with it or anything?
Talking about defensively?
Either side of the ball.
I mean, they're multiple in what they do offensively. I thought we handled a lot of that really well early on. Thought we pushed the pocket. I thought as the game went on, he was able to escape the pocket a few times and make some plays with his feet. Some big conversions. Obviously, the 2 fourth downs for them were big. Defensively, anticipated some of what we got. Did a good job at times, not good enough to get a win.